in Parshas Korach, after Korach's rebellion and the death of Korach and the 250 men who were with him, we find the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Vav, Yelonu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Mimacharas. All of the Adas Bnei Yisrael, all the Jewish people complained the next day. They complained on Moshe, Al Aaron, Lamor, Atzim Hamisem Et Am Hashem. You caused the death of these people, the Am Hashem, the people of Hashem. And they got angry at Moshe, and this triggers a response on the part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is a Megefa, a plague, which results in the deaths of many Jews, 14,000 Jews. So in order to stop that Megefa, to stop the plague, Moshe tells Aaron, you got to do something. Your Moshe, Aaron, kachas ha-machta, take the machta, the fire pan, the set of Ishmael on his bech, and Ketores. You should bring Ketores. Ketores is the incense, and go quickly to the Eidah, bring Kapor, bring atonement to them, because there's a plague going on. And Aaron, in fact, does that. And Vayoras al Tocha Kol, he runs there. Vayamo ben Mesim and Achayim, Vatiyasar Magefa. He stood between the dead and the living, and Vatiyasar Magefa, the Magefa stops. So, where did Moshe know to give this instruction to Aaron? How did he know to do this? And also, it seems that it's the Ketores that's the secret to make this happen, to stop death, to bring life. The Ketores is the one that does it. But it's interesting to note that the very same type of idea, namely the Ketores, for Dathan and Aviram, and the 250 men, did not give them life. It brought the opposite. It brought death to them. So how are we to understand all this, and where did all this come from? So it's fascinating that the Gemara, in fact, tells us where and when Moshe found out that Ketores is the elixir of life, that it can bring an end to Magefa, and it can bring life, and it can stop death from happening. And we go back for this to the famous story that the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Shabbos about Moshe going up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. And the Gemara there tells Moshe goes up to Har Sinai, and the Malachim see Moshe there, and they immediately say to Hashem, what is man doing here? What is the human being doing here? And Hashem tells Moshe, tells the Malachim that he's here to receive the Torah. To which they complain, what are you doing giving the Torah to man? It belongs up here in Shemayim, to the Hotchal Ha'am Shemayim, keep your splendor in heaven. And Hashem tells Moshe, well, you have to respond to the Malachim. And eventually find Moshe Rabbeinu responds to the Malachim and says to them, actually asking Hashem, what does it say in the Torah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzitzich Meretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem and took Adam Mitzrayim. He turns to the Malachim, are you Mitzrayim? He plays Mitzrayim. Furthermore, what does it say? It says, Vosirtech, Vosigna, Vosinav, don't kill, don't steal, don't swear falsely, don't do adultery. Do you have competition? Do you have jealousy? Do you have Yetzirah? And it's obvious that all these mitzvot don't apply to you. The Torah is for us. And the Malachim concede that the Torah should be given to man, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, at the conclusion of that story, the Gemara says, not only did they agree that the Torah should be given to Moshe, but immediately they all became Miyan kol echad nasala ohev. Immediately each one became a friend of Moshe, became an ohev, someone who loves Moshe, became lovers of Moshe. So not only did they become lovers of Moshe, but a masala davar, they each gave him a gift. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Alisa Lamorum Shavisa Shevi, Pasuk and Tehillim. You went out Lamor, you went up high, you went on high, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Shavisa Shevi, you captured something very important, Shevi, a captive, and that's the Torah itself. Alakachta Matanos Ba'adam. And you received Matanos Ba'adam, which the Gemara explains means the Schar Shekarucha Adam, Alakachta Matanos. And the merit of the fact that you referred to as man, what that means is for another conversation, Alakachta Matanos, you took gifts. So he got gifts. What are the gifts of all the malachim? We don't know. But all the malachim gave Moshe gifts. However, the Gemara tells us about a gift, specifies the gift of one malach. The Gemara says, Af malach ha-maves masal ha-dafa. The malach ha-maves approaches Moshe. The angel of death, the malach ha-maves approaches Moshe to give him a gift as well. Now, we may have thought that who wants a gift for the malach ha-maves? When the malach ha-maves comes to give you a gift, he'll say, no, thank you. I don't really need that right now. I'll manage without it. But no, the Malach HaMavis gives Moshe a gift. And what was the gift? The Gemara says, Shenemar, the Gemara cites the Pasuk of this Parsha. Vayitin is a Ketores v'chaper al-o'am, that Aaron used the Ketores to bring Kapara. And it says, V'yama bein hamisi ben achayim, v'tiyotza ha-magayf, he stopped the magayf. And he laved the Amalev, not for the fact that the Malach HaMavis told Moshe the secret of the Ketores, Miyaviyada, how would he have known to tell it to Aaron and tell Aaron to use the Ketores to stop the Negev? So the Malacham Aves gives Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of the Ketores that could bring an end to the Negev for those bring death to the Jewish people. Now this is quite remarkable because it's one thing to give a gift, but it's another thing to give a gift that undermines your very purpose and existence. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the Malacham Aves. What's his job? His job is to kill people. That's his whole job. That's what he was created for. So his job is to kill people. For him to give the secret of the Torah that stops the killing of people, that's a remarkable gift for him to give because it undermines the very purpose of his existence. And furthermore, as we noted before, the Torah as being the gift of life, the secret of life, the elixir of life, is not all that simple because Torah brought death as well to Das and Aviram in the 250 men. So in order to understand this, Chaim Friedlander explains in Sefer Sifrei Chaim, he says we have to understand a little bit about the Malacham Aves and what his real mission is. The Malacham Aves, Chazal tell us, really has three personas. Hu ha-Yetzahara, hu ha-Satan, hu ha-Malacham Aves. The Yetzahara, who convinces us to do Averos. The Satan, who prosecutes us in Shemayim. The Malacham Aves, who takes our lives. It's all the same Malach. Meaning to say, that first his job is to be the Yetzahara, to convince somebody to do an Avera. And then after he convinces somebody to do an Avera, he goes up to Shemayim and puts on his prosecutorial robes and says, look at this guy, look at the Avera that he did, he has to be punished. And when the punishment is death, he says, I'll take care of that as well. And he puts on his executioner's robe and he executes and takes the person's life. And that's a good day for this Yetzahara Satan Malach HaMavet. He accomplished everything that he was meant to accomplish. And it would seem that really this is his mission. His mission is to bring about both the physical and spiritual destruction of a human being. But the truth is, that's completely misunderstanding what he's all about. The Yetzirah, we tend to think, well, the Yetzirah's job is to get us to do Averos. But the truth of the matter is, it's not the case at all. When the Yetzirah tells somebody to do an Avera and that person listens to him, the Yetzirah cries. He says, you weren't supposed to listen to me. What do you mean you weren't supposed to listen to me? Because the Yetzirah says, I'm not here to get to do an Avera. I'm here to create a challenge and give meaning to the mitzvahs that you do and to give meaning to the resistance that you put up against doing the Avera that I'm telling you to do. That if it comes easy to you, there's no schar, there's no reward, no meaning. But with my challenge to you and my trying to convince you, so to speak, to do the Avera, if you overcome that, then you have accomplished what I was meant for you to accomplish. And then I have accomplished what I was meant to accomplish. And then the Yetzirah himself achieves shleimus, achieves his perfection. When the person doesn't do the Avera, not when the person does do the Avera. And he gets even more of a reward, so to speak. Not that the Malach gets rewarded, but he gets more of a sense of fulfillment and completion. Mission accomplished when the person does not listen to him. We see this idea indicated in the night that Yaakov wrestles with the Ishva, Ya'avik Ish Imo, and a man wrestles with Yaakov and he's there left alone at night. And that man, we're told, is really not a man, that Ish is really the Yetzirah. It's really the Malach of Esav. The Malach of Esav is the Yetzirah. And Yaakov wrestles with that Malach all night long. And in the morning, when Yaakov overcomes the Malach says, Shachini ki'ala ha-shachar. You have to send me away because shachar is dawn. And Rashi explains, what does dawn mean? Dawn means it's my time. It's now my time to say Shir Tzadkadosh Baruch Hu. And at first glance, this is a beautiful coincidence for this Malach, that here he's under duress. He's being held in a headlock by Yaakov, so to speak. And he's losing this fight. And he's, oh, excuse me, you have to let me go now because right now I happen to have an appointment at Shemayim. I have to say Shir. But the way this is explained is that this is not a coincidence at all. Is Dafka, after spending the night trying to vanquish Yaakov, and he tries to overcome Yaakov spiritually, and Yaakov instead resists and overcomes him, that's when he accomplished what he wants to accomplish. That's what he's really all about. He's there for Yaakov, for the Ben Yisrael, for the Jew, to overcome the attempts to convince to do ra, and to resist. And to vanquish the Yetzirah, then the Yetzirah has achieved his shleimus. And that's what Shira is. Shira is when one has accomplished what one was supposed to accomplish, and therefore the Malach of Esa says, Shacheni, send me back to Shemayim, because it's time for me to port back to Shemayim. Now that you have overcome me and you won this wrestling match, you won the struggle against the Yetzirah, now I can go to Shemayim and say, mission accomplished. It's time for me to say Shira. So that's really what the Yetzirah is about. And even the persona of Malach HaMavis, there has to be a Malach HaMavis, an angel of death. It's not really about death at all. More than one of us are procrastinators. What is a procrastinator? A procrastinator is someone who pushes off that which he can do today to tomorrow. He pushes it off. He doesn't have to do today, he can do tomorrow. And the next day he can push it off again, he'll push it off another day. So if a person has eternity to accomplish whatever he needs to accomplish, he'll never live his life meaningfully, because he'll say, I can always live my meaningful life. I can always make out of myself what I need to later, tomorrow, next year, next decade, next century. Along comes the gift of the Malach HaMavis, according to the Zohar, when it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'hinei tov ma'od, V'yar Hashem is kol ha'shev, Hashem saw everything that he made at the time of creation, V'hinei tov ma'od, that it was not only good, but exceedingly good. Tov ma'od refers to Mavis, the Malach HaMavis. The fact that there's death, that is exceedingly good, because death becomes the ultimate deadline. And it's that deadline, that awareness that we don't always live, that we don't live forever, but it is that deadline that reminds us and inspires us to live our lives meaningfully. And therefore, the Malach HaMavis would rather not even have to take a person's life. His goal is to create the fear of death. The fear of death in order to turn our lives into meaning, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell us, Rein Esat Lefnecha, give me a choice. A place for you is a chayim, it's a vesetov. Good in life is a mavis, it's a ra, death and ra. But v'chayat v'chayim, choose life. Choose life, choose to live your life meaningfully, and death could be the greatest inspiration to do that, that fear of death. So the Malach HaMavis, who is also the Yetzirah, is not about death, it's not about taking our lives, it's about giving meaning to our lives, it's about helping us and inspiring us to live our lives meaningfully if only we do it the right way, and if we only live our lives the way we're supposed to. And so it is that it's not surprising at all that the Malach HaMavis should give Moshe the gift of life. The gift of life, the secret of life. And what is the secret? That secret of life is nothing other than the Ketores. What is the Ketores? Ketores is incense, but the Sfarim tell us that the word Ketores, or the main letters of the word Ketores, are Kuf Tesresh. And Kuf Tesresh, Keter, Kuf Tesresh, we're told is really an Aramaic word. If you know how to transpose from Hebrew to Aramaic, the Hebrew shin becomes the Aramaic test. If you want to transpose back, the Aramaic test becomes the Hebrew shin. So keter really means kesher. Kesher means to bind together, to connect them, to create a connection. Connection between what and what? The answer, of course, is a connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not just between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but our Friedlander quotes the Rekanti, who says that when the Kohen brought the Ketores, he had to have a special kavana. He had mechavin l'kasher, I'm sorry, let me just read this quote, he had mechavin b'yichud Hashem ha-miyuchad. He had mechavin in the yichud Hashem, in the oneness of the Shem ha-miyuchad, of the singular name of Hashem, l'reach nechala. Now, far be it for me to be able to tell you exactly what this means. But we sense the word yichud, yachid, yachad, to connect and bind everything together. That means that everything has to be bound together for that harmonious, united purpose of serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, bringing Kavod Shemayim. And in the words of Friedlander, he says, a kohen hamakir the ketores, the kohen who brings the ketores, who burns the ketores, mechavin l'kasher l'achid, as kolon avram, his kavan has to be l'kasher, to connect, to tie together, and to unite is kol ha'nivroim, all of creation, the kol kochas hanagah, everything there is in the universe, he has to unite it towards al Hashem Yisbarach Hashem Yuchat Hashem, Shumakor, V'adar Shakulam, is the source and master of everything. And therefore, what the Malach HaMavis is saying over here is that if you can bring this message to Klal Yisrael, that this is what the lives are all about. It's all about being mekasher, connecting themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bringing everything together into that grand purpose of serving Hashem, then it's not death anymore, it's life. That they have learned to use their lives meaningfully, to live their lives purposefully the way they're supposed to, and then death may not be necessary. So that works for an Aaron who brought the Ketores with the right of Mana. On the other hand, when it was Dasan Aviram, when it was the men of Korach who brought the Ketores, that was not to unite themselves with Hashem, but that was really the Ketores of division, because it was all about them, it was all about advancing their own agenda, and to advance their own path in life for their own honor, their own glory. That is not something that's going to connect everything to Hashem. That's a Ketores that brings death instead of life. And therefore, the message here is really something very powerful. The message here is that the Yetzara and death itself are really there only in order to give us life and to give purpose and meaning to our lives. So the next time you're challenged by the Yetzara, the next time there's the Yetzara that says, do it, because Lashon Hara, do something you're not supposed to do, waste your time, don't bother going to davening, don't bother davening to minyan, whatever the case may be, recognize it for what it is, recognize it for the opportunity that the Yetzara is giving us. And when it gives us that opportunity, we should use it wisely and make sure to overcome him and give the Yetzara shleimus, give ourselves shleimus, and use the Yetzara the way he was meant to be used to inspire us to live our lives meaningfully and to give meaning and purpose to the decisions that we make.